This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. It is a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Rusty with the news here until 3 o'clock courtside. Follows us, Ask Adam Anything. I mean, we faced a dilemma last night, and I stepped in this morning, and I have to apologize to you because I should have consulted with you. So Carter, showing no lack of commitment, schedules a video during Ask Adam Anything. Video could have happened 12:05. Video could have happened at 1:05. Could have happened on a Monday or Wednesday. No. Scheduled it right during the heart of Ask Adam Anything. So he said, I can't make it. We gave him the dead to us, you know. Picking and choosing from an illustrious list. And then he came back today and said, I'm in. And I gave the thumbs up. Was I too easy in giving him a thumbs up? Should we have told him to hit the road? If I would have consulted with you, which I should have, would you have said, too bad, Adam, we've moved on?
No, I would not have done that. You know me. I was very understanding of Adam's situation with the interview, and I was totally on board with the fact that he had to bypass the segment for a week, and that's fine. You know what, Adam? You do what you got to do. He's working on this budding career as a talk show host. He's still new at it. So, you know me, a very, very understanding guy. I had no problem with him backing out of the segment.
Is it also possible that you were elated that you didn't have to make any more phone calls trying to track someone down?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that's the real reason. You're like, oh, great. I don't have to call anybody else. You know, the old war horse is back in. Let's just slide him in there. You know, what the heck we got?
Well, no.
So he's
just
in.
I was just happy that Adam wanted to be back. You know, unfortunately, the video thing had to be postponed, but I'm very happy he wanted to be back. And, you know me, I just love a good segment. I think Adam just brings the heat every time he's on.
What happened to you? Is there a gun to your head? I'm in the Plymouth studio. Has something happened to you?
No, I'm just the same old Dave. Mr. Positive, you know me.
Mr. Positive. Okay. I got it. Senator Amy Klobuchar will join us at 1:10. A myriad of issues to discuss with the senior senator. Wolves head coach Chris Finch will join us after a thrilling, gutty, bizarre, and I don't think without a doubt, considering the circumstances, their best win of the year. Defensive tussle, 140-136, a game they absolutely needed to win, and they did. And now you got Shams. If it's Shams and or Woj, it's reality. Shams is reporting that signs are very good that Anthony Edwards and Carl Towns will play tomorrow. We'll see what the Wolves head coach has to say about that. We're also going to get to sit down, I fixed something at the house. Who can I blame that I can't fix a damn thing? Is it just really me in the mirror? And it's an idea we've suggested before. Doesn't need to happen. You know, you got the app and boom, there's your gal or guy who fixes things for you. I got my guy Clyde, Dave, but Clyde's in Arizona right now. So we don't have the perfect Star Trek, like, was it a teleporter? What was that? What do they push in the Star Trek where Scotty was in charge of it? Were you much of a Star Trek old? And don't, I wasn't around for it either. I mean, so it can't be I wasn't around. I was never, really any of the Star Treks haven't done a lot for me. Much of a Star Trek guy?
My brother, diehard Star Trek, had all or most of the original episodes on VHS cassettes. I was not a big fan, but I've watched plenty in my time, just, you know, because he was watching it. So, all right, I'll sit down and watch too.
Wouldn't it be great if we had that thing where they would go to that spot in the Enterprise and boom, you're right there?
Just beam you right down to the planet?
Beam me up, baby.
Yeah, a little nervous. I don't think I'd want to be that one.
You don't want to be the first guy to try that?
No, put me in the shuttlecraft.
How many people would have to be beamed to the location? And it would work pretty much consecutively every time in a row before you'd say, I'm in for the beam me up, Scotty.
No, not doing it because I'd think I'd be the one guy like on Spaceballs, President Scroop, Mel Brooks. My head was on backwards. I'd screw it up somehow.
We could be doing this for 30 years and you're still out.
You telling me you'd be right in? What do you need, about 10 people and you're fine with it?
No. I need about 6 months.
6 months and you're good. Okay. Oh, you believe in science. I've always been skeptical. You know me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you never believed in COVID, so you showed that. Firing squads and road rage also will come up. We're efforting one of the prime guests in shots fired between the former equity director of the city of Minneapolis and shots towards city council members. We are trying to get multiple guests on that, but so far it's elusive. They were talking yesterday. They're not talking as much today, but let's see what happens. Let's pause here and come back with, do you have a place? Do you have a place? I'll elaborate when we return. Always know you can chime in on the Cities One Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. You can follow us on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. Podcast the show. We'd love if you would do that. Get our podcast anywhere. You can get the podcast, Chad Hartman Show, and I'm kind of, sort of, on the Instagram. I need to jump into it a lot more, but if you want to follow me on Instagram, I would greatly appreciate that. No controversy, just the occasional pictures. Check that out maybe during the break. Instagram, at Chad Hartman Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 20 past 12. Hartman Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Ask Adam anything in 15 minutes. If you'd like to leave a question right now for Mr. Carter, you can. 651-461-9226. Speaking of Adam, he's in the conversation of, do you have a place? Because this struck me recently. Adam's father, Bob, passed away. I was unable to make it up to Grand Marais, but I listened to most of the funeral on Zoom. And Adam was fabulous. Adam's sister, Sarah, was great. Jim Carter, who you've heard on this show many times, the former Gopher great. An outstanding linebacker for the Packers, Bob's brother, was just himself. I attended Bud Grant's funeral. And Mike Grant captured his father better than anybody could have. And it was just beautiful. And it was great to be there. I saw a lot of people I know, and it was a great tribute to Bud. Speaking of Bud, I've mentioned Bob Hagen many times lately because of the great relationship Bob had with Bud, with my father, the brilliant work he did in media relations for the Vikings. Well, on the morning of Bud's funeral, Bob's mom passed away. And Bob still made it to honor Bud because Bob is just that special of a person. And I thought of this, Dave, Sunday. We are to a certain level, I believe, a less religious country. We can debate that one. You can't really debate that we are a country which doesn't attend services like it used to, whether you're, you know, whether it's a church, it's a mosque, it's a synagogue. Wherever, if you have a religion, wherever it might take you. And so it made me think, for those of us, like, I'm agnostic. I believe, most likely, there is life after this. I hope there is. I don't know definitively, and I don't think any of us, to be truthful, know definitively. I hope so. I, as a kid, attended, a variety of churches with my mother. I didn't move in with my father on a regular basis till summer when I turned 12. I, for a non-bar mitzvah or a wedding, I probably have only attended a synagogue very few times. Wasn't raised Jewish, even though my father is. I haven't raised my kids Jewish. I'm not Jewish, right? But I have respect for some principles of religion. Others I run from. I'll just be really honest. But I respect your pursuit as long as you respect that I may not think you have all the answers, and I don't think I have all the answers. But, Dave, for those of us who don't attend a service, do we have a place? If, God forbid, somebody listening today passed away and they're not a religious person, they don't have where Bob Carter was honored. They don't have where Bud was honored. Do you have a place? How many of us have selected a place. If you want to be buried, if you don't want to be cremated, and I think the cremation numbers are going up, do you have a place where you're buried? I know people are more inclined, Dave, to do that later in life, but in just backing up, the numbers are clear on the folks not attending services. How many of those folks, if they have time to express it, will tell a family member, okay, I know I didn't go to so-and-so church, but this was maybe the faith I had at one point. I want to go there. Because it seems to me we are moving, for some of us, and it's a pretty significant percent, more of us are whether it's agnostic, non-denominational, don't have a direct tie. And so are we just going to see a dramatic increase, Dave, in funerals, not at a mosque, not at a synagogue, not at a church? And I know they have been around forever. I'm not saying, hey, whoa, it just happened. But there just has to be a huge increase in this, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to a funeral that wasn't at a church or a religious site, and I don't think I have. But what's, you know, as you said, if somebody's agnostic, atheist, whatever, what's stopping you from having a funeral outside on a beautiful summer day?
Exactly.
You know, enough people, you know, have moved weddings out of churches and religious spaces to whether it be outdoors or at just an event center. What's stopping the funeral business from going there too, I suppose?
Like, you know, Washburn McGreevy.
Sure.
Has been advertising in this radio station forever. I'm sure they've had many of them, which had, I believe so, had no religious affiliation. I know I've attended a few, and at houses, outside. I mean, it's interesting if it's unexpected. Do people really know what to do? Where to go? Is it an automatic? You know, hopefully people have taken the time to be precise about that. but that's not a given. And I don't have a problem for folks at all if they want to have it in some form of their religion or what used to be their form of religion. But I hope we're not, for the religious folks, looking down, Dave, at others who want no part of a religious side of it and just be accepting that. Among the texts, I attended a service at the funeral home. I have also many times. Another gathering was at a local bar. Sure. If you're the one who's attending, Dave, I say you show up wherever. It's the individual's choice to have it, and I will pretty much go anywhere. Are you willing to say you're pretty much willing to go anywhere?
Yes. Absolutely. You want to have it at a bar? I mean, I've told my wife I would love to have an open bar whenever I go.
Do you know if something, I mean, tragic happened, do you know what would happen?
Nope, I don't.
I don't either.
I'm 38. You feel like you've got a lot of time to figure it out, but obviously we don't know that.
No, we don't. I still think there are so many people who are like us who have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to see more and more of the non-religious funerals, celebrations, however you want to look at it. And let's hope more and more people are accepting of that as opposed to looking down at them as some might do. Listen, your house, a place that means something to you, all sorts of options. Okay, let's pause here and let's solve In this next these next two segments, Dave, let's solve every problem the world has. Do you think we can do that with Ask Adam Anything?
I don't know what we're going to do in the second segment because I feel like it only takes one.
One segment to solve every problem on planet Earth. Let's go. What questions? We could go controversial. You want to push him on a real issue? Sure. We probably prefer the humor and the bizarre and the awkward and the uncomfortable a little bit more, but the name of the segment is Ask Adam Anything. It doesn't have caveats. It's Ask Adam Anything. So let's go. Phone calls also. Text 651-461-9226.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He is here. Are you at the Nerve Center? Are you home? Where are you at today?
Well, no, I'm here. I'm at the Nerve Center, yeah.
How's the Nerve Center today?
Bustling. I'm kidding. No, it's not. I can't remember the last time this place was bustling.
Remember when it was bustling?
Yes. It's been a long time.
I don't think you liked it bustling. Did you like it when it was bustling?
Probably not.
Yeah. Do you miss me when you probably just say no then? When you're in one of your moods and I come back and I just try to talk to you over and over again and just agitate you?
No, I don't. Hmm. And I'm in one of those moods too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing, just you get the blahs, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it
well,
is.
Well, I mean, come on, we got some sneet, some sleet, some snow
oh, yeah,
coming.
Right. Gorgeous.
I mean, just what a beautiful spring day.
Spring. You love spring. Your month, your season.
Oh yeah.
That's you're right. Done on fall. You think fall's worse than spring?
No. Right. I declared we only have one decent season. It is late May to middle October, and the rest of this state, they can shove it down the drain.
I heard something that Paul Douglas said today, and I could not believe it, but I do believe it. You know, guess how many months in Minnesota, how many months there has been no recorded snowfall?
I think I heard this recently. Oh. One. Is that
correct,
right?
Correct. July is the only month where it has not snowed anywhere in the state of Minnesota.
That tells you this. You know what this state should be? Lose our number.
Yes.
Dead to us, honestly. How about this is a good one. I want you to think about this, and I'm not an option, by the way. Adam, you get to step into the octagon and face anyone from the Twin Cities media.
Oh.
Who is it going to be? Who, come on, I want you to be honest. Who kind of bugs you and you'd kind of like to rough them up a little bit? I love everybody. Give me somebody that you see. Yeah, maybe you've even met them and they bug you. Who you got?
Who you got? Who you taking down?
Give me one of the weather people who I know you can't stand. Come on. I know you. There's a few.
You know that Ian Leonard deserves to get roughed up a little bit. He'd probably kick the living, you know what.
I was going to say, he strikes me as a very fit
human Canadian being. He's Canadian too. So he probably.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He'd probably rough you up, you know. Probably from Moose Jaw or something.
Great, great name. Moose Jaw.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a spectacular. What's the toughest?
Moose Jaw or Yellowknife?
I've never heard of
Medicine Hat.
Medicine Hat, I know. I think Moose Jaw. Harrigan, where do you stand? Is Moose Jaw a top five name for a city?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think among those that Adam named, Moose Jaw, clearly the favorite.
Yellowknife.
Mm-hmm.
That's bizarre.
And toughest. Moose Jaw isn't?
No, that's perfect. Who would you not want to face in the octagon? Who do you fear?
Ben Lieber.
Yeah, that's true. He's now a media person. Yeah, that's not good. 651-461-9226. Someone wants to know if you're going to see Peter Gabriel. I didn't know Peter Gabriel was coming to town. I'd go to Peter Gabriel.
I did hear that Peter Gabriel was coming to town. I had no plans at this point to see Peter Gabriel. I did secure tickets, though, with a group of people to go see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoa. Am I on this texting thread?
No.
Let me see. Excuse me? We attend a lot of concerts together? Is that over? Have we moved on from that phase?
When's the last one? When was the last concert we attend? We can't. Bruce Springsteen doesn't count because we weren't together and I left early. So
That's true. One of the Foo Fighters shows we saw. Another show that you left early.
No.
You make fun of me leaving early.
You left. You're the one who leaves early. You're not.
No, no, no. You and Jen were having some Donnybrook, and you left.
I think I moved. I don't think I left.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Can you, more text, can you defend why you're an active flat earther? That's a very good question. I've been afraid of that one. But go ahead.
I didn't want to explain it, but I've seen no proof that the Earth is round, okay? Don't give me that, show it to
those
me.
Those fake photos.
Kyrie, me and Kyrie, man, we're one and the same there.
Would you like it better if it was a flat Earth?
No, not at all. Then you couldn't go around the world. You have to get to one end, and then you got to go all the way back. You couldn't continuously go around the world.
Later in this fine show, we're going to talk about a state which is contemplating bringing back firing squads with the death penalty. Firing squads. Here's what you could do if we were a flat Earth situation. You just walk off the Earth.
Yeah. Give the old shove. Bye-bye.
That'd be it.
Walk the plank.
Yeah, that's a plank, man. Let's go to the calls here. I hope I have this right. Is it Donita?
Yes. That's me, Donita. Oh,
great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to ask Adam what he thinks about roundabouts, because when they work, they're beautiful. When somebody stops before entering, it drives me crazy. So I just want his idea of roundabouts.
I'll give a question. Here's my answer. Roundabouts, like spring in Minnesota, are great in theory, but in practice are awful. People do not know how to use the roundabout, and they still don't know how to use the roundabout. And furthermore, now you've got the two-lane roundabouts, which just makes it even worse. People cutting in front of you and zipping left and right. And yeah, great concept, but in practice, they need a lot. You know what? In 10 years, probably, we can revisit the issue, but not now.
I know. So, I lived in Europe for a while, got used to them, came here and going, why doesn't anybody know this?
Yeah.
Thanks
for the call. Thanks for the question.
But so because people are dopes, because you just have to be a dope enough. It's they're not complicated. They just are not complicated. So are you calling for the elimination of all roundabouts until people get smarter? Because that's not going to happen.
It is not going to happen. It's full speed ahead with the roundabouts, so no. We'll get used to them eventually.
I mean, come on. I was at one the other. Well, I had one yesterday where out here in lovely Plymouth, the person, this is one of the driving things that drives me most nuts, is the person has the lane as they're merging from one busy road to another busy road. Has the lane, but it's during rush hour, so there's a lot of traffic, but they have their own lane, ask, and they stopped. I wanted to get them to get out of the car. I wanted to take their keys and say, no more. I'm sorry. You've lost your driving privileges.
No.
Where's that one in the ranking of
buffoonery,
things that drive
on nuts. Road on the road buffoonery, that's way up there.
Yeah, there's a lane in front of you.
Yeah,
it's not complicated. Mike is first up. When we come back, more of your text. Also, keep them coming. Keep another phone call. Excellent call on roundabouts. 651-461-9226.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the worst songs ever.
No.
I mean,
come on.
Is the theme
Europe?
Horrid, rancid music?
Ugh. Watch your tongue, sir. Watch
this
your
is Europe, man.
I'll just play this thing for the whole segment if you want me to.
I mean, it's so effective. It builds in tension and the final countdown. Are you prepared for the final countdown?
I'd take the firing squad over listening to this song repeatedly. What is the theme today?
Well, we've made it. March 21st, as everyone knows, is National Countdown Day, when we celebrate all the things we can and should count down to. Therefore, all the songs will be
terrible day.
Either about or featuring countdowns.
Jesus. National Guard. This is a bottom feeder day. National Countdown Day?
I'm celebrating.
You think it would be like December 31st. You know, maybe that would be National Countdown Day.
I mean, March 21st is National. Why?
The Countdown people are an unpredictable bunch. Believe me. They've been known for that for years.
Wow. Adam, do you know a lot of Countdown people?
I don't.
Are you in the pocket of Big Countdown?
Big Countdown.
How about our friend Rena? She reached out to me yesterday. Some horrible person sent her old Dutch ketchup flavored potato chips.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about this product?
Oh. I think Canadians are really into this. So if there's some yokel up in Moose Jaw, probably named Gord, munching on a bunch of ketchup flavored potato chips, Gord, you're better than that. Keep it in Canada. Keep it north of the border.
No chance. Would I have one? If Hunter and Griffin were kidnapped, I'd say, you know, fight on, kids. Fight on. I'm not having any of these potato chips. Harrigan, you're with us, right?
Ketchup potato chips, an abomination.
Yes.
You don't have to taste it to know they're awful.
Shut down the country. I'm sorry, Canada. There are things I like about you, but that is inexcusable.
But it's not as bad as the ketchup-flavored popsicles, which also exist in Canada.
Oh.
Could you imagine that? I wouldn't feed that to my worst enemy.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't feed that to Ian Leonard before we got down
to the octagon.
The octagon fight.
I think a texture money nailed it. Maybe it's countdown day because it's 3-2-1.
There you go.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, you should know that. It's Ask Adam Anything. Mm. I mean, come on.
What about January Mike? 23rd? That's count up day, right? That's the...
Okay. Now you're showing off,
yeah,
right?
I know.
Nobody likes a braggart. Come on. Come on. Don't you guys know that Old Dutch is St. Paul, Minnesota company? Who cares?
Right.
Okay, I don't care. It's a terrible product. I mean, Old Dutch, you should be embarrassed. Mike is called in. Mike, go ahead. Always a pleasure to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, first of all, Adam, I haven't had a chance to tell you. I'm sorry to hear about your dad.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And also, just thanks for going on the air and talking about it and your relationship and everything so honestly. I really appreciated that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. The Grapefruit League is in full swing, and it got me wondering why we call it a grapefruit when it's big and yellow and nobody makes wine out of it.
Yeah. Also, the grapefruit.
Terrible.
You're not a grapefruit guy?
No. Gross.
I've tried. I tried to do the half a grapefruit in the morning, you know, as a breakfast kind of item. But, yeah, I'm not on board. I'm not down with the grapefruit.
Mike, grapefruit guy?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, you know, got to put a little sugar on it or something. Yeah. It's kind of bitter.
Real tartness to it.
You know, it would not make good wine.
No. As long as there's got to be somebody making grapefruit wine out there.
I'll bet they are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably up in Moose Jaw.
Eating gummies and brewing up wine.
Well, it's gummies.
Eating gummies.
Let's be honest.
Anything's good with gummies.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Adam, more texts are being, you're pretty much the definitive source of all accurate information. Do we actually have moon landings or were they all on a soundstage simulation?
No.
And by the way, was OJ involved?
No, we did have we've landed on the moon. Come on. You see Buzz Aldrin, who was trying to bring that up with Buzz, see how he reacts to that?
Ooh, he'd pop you. He's feisty,
yeah.
Right? More questions. Adam, does a booby trap only catch boobs?
Yes. I mean, like a boob is in like a foolish person.
A goofball.
Yeah, a goofball. Yes.
Do we use the term boob in that manner enough?
No, I think it's passé now to refer to someone as a boob.
Did your show work blue today? I didn't hear as much
as
yesterday.
Woo!
We were a little more specific on oral sex than most might have expected.
Surprisingly, the amount of texts in favor was probably 98-1. Actually, there was only one. There was many more that said, "Who cares? Bravo!" There was one yesterday, and I think the same person texted back today. Just still
aghast.
Aghast that it would be said.
Yes. It's an adult radio station. Right. That's all I want to say. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Linus Construction Time Check. It is time for me to stop talking. Have them out for a free heat map analysis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.